And this is coming from a guy that used to be 300 pounds. So I kind of understand it. You just don't give a fuck about anybody else because you're on to the next thing. You're eating. You know, you're just waiting. Your whole fucking life is about that next fucking like fix, whatever that is, whether it's caffeine, whether it's food, whether it's bread. That's all I ever thought about, man. I always thought about food all the time, constantly.
Well, should I always think about food too?
but again, that's what I'm just trying to say. It's like when you start thinking just, about that, you're in your own universe, man.
And that's fine. You know, whatever she wants to think about, but like you could still be like a decent person and not be rude on top of that though.
True. True. Very true. I tried to be very decent too, you know, but it's just, you know, it's part of our society right now. I've been thinking a lot about this lately. In fact, I was thinking about it and I'm thinking, you know, this is going to sound weird. I'm going to kind of go off on a little rant here, but remember like, I'm going to go back to the 80s and the early 90s. And Oren, we're going to talk music a little bit right now. So in the 80s and the 90s and like the 70s, 80s and 90s. So name like the biggest acts music wise.
70s, 80s and 90s.
Yeah,
just bands or artists?
This. Yeah, just like.
Like Michael bands, Jackson, bands, Madonna.
No. Okay, well, we've already had this. We've already had this on the show. Our number one band was Prince. Right.
Well, artists. No, Prince. Artists. Yes, but okay. Back then, Oren, correct me if I'm wrong. You had like New Edition. You had you had Earth, Wind, and Fire. You still have Earth, Wind, and Fire. The Beach Boys. You think of Led Zeppelin. You think of Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard. All of this
Wu-Tang.
Stuff. Wu-Tang. Yeah, Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang forever.
Rolling Stones. Exactly. Dude, name a fucking band right now. It's all artists. It's all one person. It's all singular. It's nothing. There's nothing now that celebrates the collectiveness of somebody or of a group.
Oh,
it's
you're
now,
right.
It's all about now the single person. That single person is Taylor Swift or that's Ed Sheeran or that's, I don't know of any like really Beyonce. Popular bands. Yeah. Beyonce. Yeah,
the last great one, Boys to Men.
Yeah, no, Boys and Men, that was another great group. Yeah, right. even like Two Life Crew, man.
Michael Bivins of New Edition.
Like Me So Horny. You know, those are like all of these great fucking songs. They were all collaborative events, man. The Beatles, all of this shit. And now all of these days,
insane.
It's all about one person. It's all about one person. And again, that's something I'm thinking about in society. Everything revolves around that one person. It's not about Tesla. It's about who?
Elon Musk.
Yes. It's not about Amazon. It's about who?
Jeff Bezos.
Exactly. We need to start thinking and start
it's
doing things.
Not about the knowledge of nothing. It's all about who?
Me.
Tony.
And with that said, let's get right to it, Brian. Are we ready to kick these going?
Oh, no. We're not ready. We have not, you know, had our good morning, what's going on, pre-
Oh, no. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Let's get into it. We're getting right into it, man. Let's get into it,
I need
it,
the foreplay, Wayne. I need, like, we can't just go raw dogging it right into it. Yeah, like I need the foreplay. Like, I want to be cuddled and... Told well, I'm pretty.
You're pretty. Let's cuddle. Thank Get you. On fucking with it. Let's
All
go.
All right, fine. All right, guys. Let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Get going. Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Boom!
Welcome to the con.
We've got a lot to talk about this week. We've got some stuff to catch up on. We've got some listener feedback. But most importantly, we've got some pop quickies later this episode. Yes. I am looking forward to that. I feel like that is such a classic staple of ours. And I miss it every time we do it. I look forward to it every time it's on the schedule. And, oh, man, I love pop quickies. My favorite game on the show. But we've got
everybody
some.
Loves a quickie every once in a while.
Yes, I hear they you. Do.
Right? Especially Wayne hitting that record button right away. He just wants straight. To get it going.
No lube, nothing. Man, go right in.
All right, no spit, no lube. Let's just do it.
Just do it.
All right, gentlemen, how was your week? Tony, I know you did some traveling. Looks like looks like you're back home now. But how was that?
No, it was good, man. I went to
on the range.
Yeah, it was good. I had a good week. I can't complain. nice to be home for a whole solid week. Things will change for me on Monday, but hey, it's all good, man. I love it. Went to Minneapolis, did some really fine dining experiences, and who knew? I'm in love with something called a buffalo tartare. It was a bison tartare. It was so delicious.
I swear, I thought you were going to say Rocky Mountain oysters or something.
No, but it was a. It reminds me when I was eating it, I kept thinking of Orin's joke about the bison, the buffalo. What did the buffalo say to his son going to college? Bison. Yeah. I kept eating it and eating it. It was fucking delicious. It reminded me of like, and this is going to sound kind of weird, but it reminded me of like eating like raw taco meat, but fucking better. Like,
why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's what it reminded me of. It had a taco like seasoning type thing to it. Yeah.
So how often do you eat raw taco meat?
Good question.
I don't. But
how would you make that comparison? That's
because,
just what
because the flavor profile was there. It's got cumin in it. It had all of these things, and it made me think maybe I should start eating raw taco meat.
So they spice it and then don't cook it.
Yeah. They spice it and don't cook it, and they send
and
it
they
to
charge you.
All
how
night.
Much for it?
A lot of fucking money. Just a lot of fucking money. But you know, it was worth it. Hey, you know, you only live once. But I had a really good week. And yeah, thanks for asking. So,
Orin, how was your week?
My week was good. You know, I mean, Monday through, well, you know, first it was just a regular week, but Friday, I went and saw what the hell did I see? Monkey Man. I saw Monkey Man.
Oh, did you? Oh. I need to go see that this weekend. Yeah. Yeah. So, what are your initial thoughts on it? Don't spoil anything, but.
Oh, you know me, I'm not going to spoil crap.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it is what, you know, I mean, it's what you think it is. I mean, but it's good. It's just like, it's good.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I will say it's a cross between some things, maybe a little Bloodsport.
Bloodsport. Oh, no kidding.
Bloodsport, Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
And of course, what it looks like, John Wick. But, yeah. and you know, if you see it, you'll see what I mean. Maybe you'll get the references. But, yeah, so it's, good movie. I recommend
it. Good.
And,
sweet.
You know, that's all I'll say. Yeah, it was good.
I like your recommendations.
Yeah. So, you know, I went and saw that with Parker and, my youngest brother, Garen, and his wife and, a couple of his friends, Garen's friends, their friends. And then Saturday, well, I dog-sitted while Parker was playing his basketball game, basically. So I got to take my little grand puppy, Sayla, just to walk her around. And, well, not so little, but she's only three still. So, yeah. So that was cool. Then hung out with Parker. You know, we went and grabbed something to eat. And, you know, so that's always good. Spend time with my son. And topped off with the night of WrestleMania and everything was good.
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about that a little bit later. There were some surprises at WrestleMania last night that I really want to get into because we've talked about these things previously on the show. So, all right.
Yeah.
Brian, how was your week, dude?
Kind of a busy week. Last weekend I went and saw Ghostbusters, which I will talk about later in the show.
Good.
Looking forward to that. Just a odd week at work. You know, it just, you know, things that I can't really talk about on the air, but yeah, just a few things that like,
then why bring
like that? I've never experienced. You know?
Oh, wow.
So,
okay. That's interesting.
So it was interesting. Had two hockey games this week, but only played in one, but both my teams lost. Wow. So that's not a good weekend. And then I took the family to a Ducks game, which was fun. It'll be our last Duck game of the season. Even though they have a handful of games left, in their season, but, it was fun. It was good to get out of to go see a game. So
that's good.
Yeah. That was my week.
All right. So I'm noticing this too. Is everybody, I don't know. And I'm going to attribute to this. This is probably what we're going to talk about a little bit. Has everybody been feeling a little anxious more this week? I have been, Sarah has been, are you feeling it too?
But there's like I feel like I'm a sponge for other people's anxiety. There's a lot of shit going on with a lot of other people, and somehow they make me involved, even though I don't want to be. And I noticed that, like, I'm kind of like a sponge for it, and I'm like,
yeah, that's called being an empath. That you're being empathetic.
Oh, stop that!
You're serious. You are. Yeah. Just say
no. It's not like I'm being rubbing... telepathic. Empathic is a legitimate thing.
Yeah, empathic. And okay. Yeah, and Brian,
I thought I had to go charge my crystals and go walk around barefoot outside to ground myself.
So this means that I'm rubbing off on you, Brian. So that's a beautiful thing.
Oh shit.
Empathy is good to a certain
I'd rather be an empath.
You're right, Orin. Don't let it control you, because sometimes it does.
It doesn't.
Have you been feeling anxious too, Orin, this week or no? I'm just trying to get a sense of the room right now, because I got a theory on it.
A little bit.
Okay.
Is it related to the solar eclipse that's coming up?
That's exactly it. That's what I was getting at.
Hold on, wait. That's part of my thing later on.
All right, but I'm feeling. Wayne, what about your week? Were you feeling anxious or anything like that?
How is now?
I guess. I mean, I'm kind of like, I feel like I want to fast forward time a bit. Does that make sense? Like, yes. I want to get to a point of like, I know there's a journey I need to get to. I just want to get there now versus later.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Maybe. I don't know if that applies.
Okay. Well, no, that makes sense. I think so. I think it does. But yeah, I just wanted to get that kind of consensus in the room about what was going on. So, I know we have some listener feedback. I know, go ahead, Wayne.
You know, no, I was going to get my week, but I'll do it when I get to my my little mini thing later on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Go for it.
So real quick, I just want to say I got some feedback from Emily. And Emily, one of our listeners, from longtime listener, she just wants me. She texted me on the side and said basically to lay off of Sarah's farts. So I agree. I'm going to lay off of her farts. I'm not going to bring them up anymore. It was a one-time thing.
Stay away from them too.
Yes. So I just wanted to bring that feedback up. Sarah's farts are no longer going to be mentioned on this show. So thank you very much going forward. Wayne.
Well, and I do get some listener feedback from long-term listener Donald. He has a... Because he doesn't follow social media, he wanted to provide his take on the dual peep taco potential challenge. So if that goes through, if that does go through, he goes, my vote is a dual peep taco for them to feed each other like a wedding cake.
Oh, hell no.
That would be amazing. I'm just saying. If Orin's out here, Orin and Orin I kind of feed each other.
Oh, you and Orin, go right ahead. You two knock yourselves out. Smear it all over your faces, too.
So, did you like my little Midjourney painting that I did and put it on Knowledge of Nothing this week? So, I just went into Midjourney and I put Gen Z eating a taco filled with peep marshmallows. Doused in hot sauce, and that was the beautiful piece of art. And I'm going to try and do that with each show, kind of find these like connective tissues and then come up with a little mid-journey kind of thing about it.
You're making your own memes, man.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're doing it, man. We're even though Brian is so afraid of AI, I'm embracing it. So yeah,
I'm not afraid of it. I just recognize the dangers around it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, I guess Brian, let's just get right into it. You have some things that you want to talk to me about or ask me.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Yeah. And you're the right guy to talk to about this. You know, you are who I go to for what's really happening. I know you've got your finger on the pulse of the inside information of everything out there. You and your AI bots. Mm-hmm. I just know. I mean, like, some things just aren't adding up to me, and I know that you could fill in those missing pieces that I'll try to make the puzzle.
Okay.
My first thought, you touched upon this earlier. I mean, I hear all kinds of conflicting things about the eclipse. Now, as of this recording, the eclipse will happen tomorrow, and I've already seen on social media, like in some parts of the world, on the other side of the world where the eclipse is already happening. But I don't know if that, you know, just old stuff or someone, or just AI again, just, you know, generating things. But anyway, yeah. I wanted to get your take because on one point, you know, they give you the announcements, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't look directly at the sun, you mm-hmm. know, like all mm-hmm. the safety tips. And then some people are taking this as a real religious type of event.
Yes.
Some people are yeah. saying the National Guard's coming for the cities yeah. that are like, buy up all the water and gasoline that mm-hmm. you can. Be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. And we all know the media, they want you mm-hmm. to be afraid of things. And like, you know, and then some people are going out there and like, this is supposed to be like a spiritual awakening, yes. blah, blah, blah. You know, you brought up the anxious thing mm-hmm. earlier. Mm-hmm. What is your take on this? This, you know, for me, just so you yeah. know, for me, it's kind of like the hurricane in California. I can give two rats asses about. I don't care.
And this,
you know, this will be an 8-minute thing and then it will be done. And
this
I
may
get
surprise
on with
you, but I don't think there's any fucking conspiracy behind it. It's something that happens in nature what? Constantly. This is a thing. And people freak out about it. But I was actually listening to
I'm like, the eclipse, is that why my gas prices are almost at $5 right well, now? Because the eclipse.
But you yeah. but then you see the government kind of like with all the things that are going on in other places in the world. They're now putting out all of these like emergency warnings. Please don't congregate and all of this stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Mass
blah,
gatherings.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. yeah. And mass gatherings.
Whatever. Yeah. Of course they're going to do that.
It's just, I don't know. It feeds itself. I don't understand it. I just think a solar eclipse is something that is not unusual. It happens all right. the fucking time. It happens like on a year, almost like a yearly basis in other parts of the world. But for some reason, people just think it's this magical thing when it's not. It's all a part of nature. It's all a part all right. of how things work. And to me, all of these conspiracies, I think people really want, we're in this again, we're in this time now where everything is weird and everything has to be over analyzed and over amplified. And I'm feeling it the same way. But I have to say, feeling the anxiousness that's going on, I don't know. That's the only connective tissue I can find. So maybe there is something to this kind of mass psychosis or mass hysteria with this solar eclipse. Because again, I think as us as species, we're connected. We just don't want to be bothered with it. We're connected on some level. So when I start talking about this consciousness and this like anxiety, I feel like there's something there, but I don't know what it is. And then, and maybe this goes back to with animals. They're saying animals freak out during solar eclipses. So maybe collectively there's something in our wiring that makes us just more anxious about it. But again, I don't know. It's just a part of nature. We just need to get over it. Hopefully, cross my fingers, nothing is going to happen. And it's just going to be something that we see. And then we're going to focus on the next one.
Something does happen. It'd be our own doing.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like
or somebody
it would
else
because
is doing.
Of
but
people being dumb.
I just think, you know? I honestly think it's just, it's normal. It's normal and people are freaking right. out about it for nothing. That's
earthquakes. Let's talk about earthquakes.
No, well, real quick to Tony's
earthquakes
thing.
In Rhode Island.
Well, New you Jersey know, is on a fucking fault line, people. Yeah. I mean, what do you expect? On. Okay, go ahead, yeah. Wayne.
No, just going back to the solar eclipse thing, and I don't know. I think this requires more research. I'm sure there's some people who did research on this, but the solar eclipse does affect the like kind of the electric and magnetic fields around the planet. So okay. I wonder if that's when it comes to the animals that does have some kind of effects. They're probably more in tune to that. Mm-hmm. As for humans, maybe we maybe. Maybe way back today, whether we were more in tune to it, because but we kind of block that out now because yeah. we're so
yeah, we've evolved.
Yeah, no, yeah. Or honestly, or we don't even think of ourselves as collective beings anymore. Again, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
we totally
we need more boy
off.
Bands out there.
What's that? We need more.
We need more boy bands.
Yes, exactly. We need more right? boy bands and more rock and roll groups. That's
right.
That's
to save the world, we need more boy yes. bands
and rock and roll groups too. That's
good
what we
thing
need.
We're a band here yes. doing this podcast together.
We all know when. one of us is gone, the whole show just is kind of off, right? We need all of us collectively. So we need to start expressing
the knowledge of nothing is the cure for the world. Yes. I get it.
So we can be fully
we're
off
the cure.
So just
yes, exactly. Yes. But again, I think that we think that we're these highly evolved individuals or species, and we kind of are. But at the same time, everybody wants to just mitigate or not talk about the fact that we're still animals. People need to understand that we are still animals. We're animals. That's it.
And until the AI bots come and wipe us all out, we will be animals.
Yes. And then when they do come, we're going to be another form of animal for them. So again, just embrace it.
We'll be their battery packs. Now. We've all seen Matrix. Yes. Come on.
And again, we get things done more collectively as people and not individuals. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. All right.
Vote the 2024.
A lot of conspiracy. Yes. Yeah. A lot of conspiracy theorists out there with the recent earthquakes, the big earthquakes that have happened this past week with the upcoming eclipse. I was like, oh my gosh, Tony's got to have a thought on this.
No. Again, it's nature. And maybe there's something.
No,
maybe there's something in the gravitational pull between all of these things that are happening. Who knows? But again, I want to go back to the most logical explanation for this. And then I found it hysterical. I don't want to minimize at all what happened with the earthquake and how it shook everybody, but it was a 4.8 people. It was a fucking 4.8. That's like, I mean, that what's that in California to you guys? It's like, it's nothing. It's
that's sleeping weather. Yes, I don't care. No,
right. Shit happens and everybody's freaking the fuck out and just like, oh my God, it's a fucking earthquake. Oh, right. They're panicking.
My books don't even fall off the shelf with a 4.8.
Exactly. It's like you put things in perspective. I understand it. They don't ever feel them, but New Jersey is underneath a fault line. So again, these things are going to happen. Maybe the eclipse has something to do with it, with that gravitational pull. I'm sure there's some scientific explanation, but again, it does seem weird that everything's kind of happening.
When we get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show, we'll have to ask him.
Yeah, we'll ask him. And we will not get a word in edgewise because I listen to that guy on fucking
love listening to him. Oh, he could just read me the phone book and I'll go to sleep in his arms.
But sometimes he gets annoying with that shit, man. I don't know. Like whenever he fucking shits on a movie, it's like the movie's not realistic. Yeah, no,
oh my gosh.
Fucking
he crushed The Martian for me.
It's a movie.
Exactly, Orin. It's a fucking movie. What's that? Mid-Atlantic earthquake. That meme is hysterical. You want to describe
there's so many memes out there from the earthquake that made me laugh, like especially like from us West Coast people. We're like going, oh, that just tickles your feet.
Yeah, what is exactly. That? Right? Did a large truck just drive by? I don't know. This is going to be the hard-hitting one. Okay. So be ready.
All right.
And I might say something that you don't want to hear, but, you know, just embrace it.
Okay.
Okay. Tony and Orin.
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go. Is Caitlin Clark the new Taylor Swift?
No.
No. Oh, don't you just quickly say no.
No, she's not.
Hear me out.
Okay, all right.
I'm quickly saying no.
Yeah, me too. Go I'm ahead. With Orin, but yeah, ahead, but make your argument.
Of course, because you like Caitlin Clark. No, I get it.
I love her.
This is why it's going to be a little hard-hitting for you. You know, all of a sudden, she's America's sweetheart now. Mm-hmm. She's she's great at what she does, but so is Taylor. Yeah, and she is everywhere and deservedly so. I too am a fan of Caitlin Clark. Okay. So I'm not shitting on her.
Okay.
I'm just noticing the comparisons.
Okay.
You know,
what are you noticing?
No comparison.
I'm noticing that she's everywhere, which I get it. It's she's about to be in the championship. You know, if this is a time for her, this is the time.
Yeah.
I get it. Orin, I can see you kind of adjusting yourself in the chair a little bit, but
he's ready to
this
go.
Is a topic that needs to be brought up. And I'm just saying, Tony has compared Turtle Shift before to be part of some like Illuminati type stuff, a plant for the government and all kinds of weird things.
Of course. Yes.
And I'm just saying, now we've got a new America's sweetheart. No. Could she be? Oh,
no.
And why do you say no
right
away?
Because,
because you like her. Because she's from Iowa.
No, yeah, you're right. I'm going to say that. Yeah. This is biased. But what I'm going to say is there are differences here. She is, again, I'm going to bring it back to what I've been talking about this whole episode. She is part of a collective. She's part of a group. She is part of a team that is doing these things and going towards this championship. Yes, she is a star. She has broken all of these records, but she is
she's
not
amazing.
Having, she is amazing, but she is not influencing people to listen to art and then put in their own feelings.
That's true.
And,
she's
and
not.
Here... She is just putting her.
But she is an influencer. Don't
she is?
Don't,
no, but I'm not going to say that. Well,
but
this
but
is,
she,
this
she
is
doesn't
the
have the platform.
This is yes. Right. This is the part I'm going to talk about. She is great, and she is greatness on the court. There is no denying how great she is because of the practice, the hard work, the skills
her
that
work
she has
ethic
put in.
Is outmatched.
Yes, and again, that's an inspiration for people to work hard and to be better and to be part of a team, and they will then lift you up as well. So with Taylor Swift, it's not that at all. It's just about this mass psychosis, this mass message. We talked about it last week. It's a blank slate that she was able that people are able to put their fucking feelings on. With Caitlin Clark, there is no blank slate. You see what the hard work, the dedication, the life that she has led in order to get to this point. And she's breaking records here and there and doing all of this stuff while being part of a team. And that's where I see the difference. Oren, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I can't say anything different. And you know me, I'm not a man of many words. So basically it's that. And, you know, the thing with me, okay. Yeah, there's no comparison. I mean, mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, I mean, she was fine. She was off making her music, or if you want to call it that, whatever, that's fine. Making her money, becoming popular, that, you know, what got me about her was when, I mean, and, well, okay, Brian, to your point, Caitlin Clark, as far as we know, isn't in a relationship yet. So now, if they start, you know, thrown that in our face all over the place, okay, well then maybe you'll have a point, but it's not the same at all. You know, Taylor, it's like, I don't know, I can't add anything to what Tony said. So
no,
I'm
you,
just gonna
you made a good point, Oren.
Yeah,
here's the thing, and I actually, again, I want it to be known, I am a big Caitlin Clark fan.
Yes.
Right, I am rooting for her in the championship.
Yeah, today at 3 o'clock. I mean, by Wednesday we'll already know, but
so.
And it's not looking good for Iowa, by the way. It's not looking good for Iowa. I'll just put it at that.
No.
But here's
I hope
the thing.
She does do it so she finally shut up Jason Williams.
I
yes, me too. That's the whole reason why I'm rooting for her.
So the only reason why I bring up this topic is for fun.
Yeah, I know it is.
I'm not here to put anybody on the hot seat or anything. It's just for entertainment. It's just for fun. But anyway, the coverage on her is different because the only things I know of her is her basketball achievements.
Yeah.
Which I think is perfect.
Right? Exactly.
Because I don't need to know everything
else.
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't need to know about relationships or what she does on her off time. And here's the thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what kind of car she drives. I don't care what kind of makeup she uses or what kind of outfits that she likes. I just don't care. I don't want to know what her favorite food is. Yeah. None of that is anything that I'm interested in. I'm only interested in her basketball achievements, which I am a fan of. And I think that's perfect.
All
and right. I love that. I love that kind of coverage. I wish more athletes or media outlets kind of shared that and
yes.
only cover.
But when you're part of the Illuminati, they own the media and they are the ones that influence everything. So there you go. They need a spokesperson. So, they need a spokeschild. And that's what Taylor
the
provides.
The only reason
for them.
Why I say it, because as much as you may deny it, Tony, we know you love Taylor Swift, but we also
listen,
know that you love Caitlin Clark. And
yes,
I'm
I love
saying
them both.
That,
yes, you're
you
right.
Know,
you're
here
right.
are two very influential people.
Yes,
that have monopolized the media for the past
year. But one is doing it for the right reasons, and the other one
is
media manipulation.
Major concerts.
you know what I mean? To that point you just brought up, Caitlin Clardy, it's all about her and her achievements. It's not about who she's dating, how many hearts she's broken, how she's had her heart broken. It's about driving cars.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come
all of
to
this
that.
Shit. It's yeah. Go ahead, Wayne.
No, I think just to kind of echo what you guys are saying is like with Caitlin Clark, it's all centered around her, what she's known for, her sport.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was for Taylor, it would be something if it was just mostly about her stuff, like her music or her band tour or her movie that she released or that whatever, you know, that thing. It was circled around that, but it was because of her relationship with Travis Kelce. That's why she was kind of beyond the scope of what she's known for or what made her famous. So yeah. I think that's a differentiating thing. If it was more of like Caitlin, like, oh, who she's with, what is she eating? What is she doing outside of the world of basketball? Then maybe I would be more agreeing with you.
Yeah, and I think that maybe she might get to that point, Brian. I'm not saying that never say never. So,
she's not there now.
Yeah, she's not there now. So let's revisit this in a year, and we'll see where we go from there.
Let me ask you a hypothetical question, too. And again, I don't mean to upset Oren, but I'm going to say a trigger word for Oren. And Oren, I apologize.
Magic fight? What?
If... We all predict that Caitlin Clark will have a very successful career beyond college basketball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's on that kind of path.
Yes.
Yeah.
When she has multiple championships or anything, I'm just wondering if you're going to throw some shade on her like you do Tom Brady, because he's the GOAT, and she is obviously the GOAT of her sport, too.
That is
and
actually Tom a Brady fair question. That is a fair trigger question. Word. What say you, Oren? What are your thoughts on that?
I will not call her the GOAT because
what?
She we is the all
goat.
Know.
She's the GOAT of college basketball.
It's
right
just
now.
Me. I'm not saying she's not. I'm just saying I won't call her the GOAT because I think the GOAT is thrown around too often. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, how many goats do you need? I mean, you know, you only need one goat to make milk.
That's it.
I don't know how many goats you need.
A goat's a damn animal, people. So...
But
leave it at that.
But could it backfire? Could she then become?
Could she become too great?
Yeah,
could she become too great to where you not like her?
Yeah, exactly.
Could she be up there with Tom Brady and Joey Chestnut, and then Caitlin Clark?
I mean, now you said it, Joey Chestnut. Yeah.
Oh my God!
No, yes, there is a point.
Can
where,
she
yeah,
be too great? Let's just ask that question.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, anybody could, but yes. So, I mean, yeah, if it gets to that point,
we'll have to revisit it.
No, and Oren will keep her in check. That's the whole important thing here. Yeah. Oren will
get on the phone and say, Caitlin, babe, you got it. You know, you got to tone it down a bit.
That's all right.
You're getting a little
maybe
too big
let some of the
here.
Other kids play a little bit.
Yeah.
They need to win too.
Oh my God.
No way.
I know you're a big fish in the small pond of Indiana, but come on.
I know.
I tell her, go for the throat. Win all the championships you can.
I'm still holding out that she goes to LA, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Me too. Oh my gosh.
I do have a question for you though, Brian. I know that last week you went and saw Ghostbusters, right? So I have been biting my tongue about Ghostbusters because I wanted you to go experience it with your family and have a good time and just experience it, and I want to know what your thoughts were about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Are you sure you want to get into this right
now? Yeah, I'm totally. Yeah, why not? Okay. You know what? We're on a roll right now, so let's keep
it
going.
We are on a roll.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I agree with you on one point that you made.
Okay.
The rest, I feel like you are too harsh on this movie. You are way too harsh on this movie.
How did I fucking know this is coming? I think you went into this movie knowing you wanted to argue with me.
You are way too hard on this movie.
All right, go ahead.
One, it's a Ghostbusters movie.
Of course. So tone it down a little bit. All right.
Two, I agree that this will not win any awards.
No.
But it was a good movie. It was fun. It was, I was entertained. And the only thing that I really agreed with you on were the scenes with the kid's mom. Okay. I just didn't find any of her scenes believable. Mm-hmm. Like there was no chemistry with the kids, no chemistry with Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. There's just like, why are you even a Ghostbuster? Yeah. You know, like you just looked awkward in everything, and you just had that pissed off look in every scene. Just like you could, in your mind, you're anywhere else but right here. And it's very obvious. I mean, and so like I didn't like her I didn't like that character in Afterlife.
Okay.
And I thought maybe after she had kind of had some resolution with her dad, you know, her dad's death, and, you know, kind of accepting of this new career and lifestyle, like there would be some kind of like joy, because now I'm not holding on to all this anger. But it just didn't. She was just angry at different things in this next one. And I'm just like, I'm over it. I'm over her character. But as far as the movie goes, I had a good time. I liked it. You are way too harsh. I kept thinking, like, Tony is hard on this movie.
It was a bad movie. It was a bad movie, straight up. There was nothing in there that you're going to... Dude, what about all these characters? How could all of these characters... How can you already have a fucking set of characters? Develop that. Look into that. Why add all of these other fucking elements that make absolutely zero sense to the story? And it just...
Well, hold on. Winston's...
Winston, okay, because he's original Ghostbuster. Because
I love his career path.
I understand that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, but at the same time, why didn't Winston, if he's going to fucking sponsor these Ghostbusters to move into this thing, and yet he's got a whole fucking R&D facility that right. he doesn't even fucking bring it up to them?
How is Ray not working there?
Yeah, exactly. why the fuck? Yeah, why is Ray not working there? And then why wouldn't right. you fucking say, hey, listen, we've got all this tech that I want you to kind of look into. He just doesn't fucking say anything. He says nothing. And that just doesn't make any fucking sense. And then with Kumail Nanjiani, is that how you say his name? His character,
but yeah.
That was dumb. That was dumb. It was stupid. That was a stupid character. So was the ghost character. That was another character that was dumb. That it was just a dumb movie. It was written by dumb people, and it was just dumb. It was just dumb. It was dumb. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to blame the writers. I'm going to blame the studio heads. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be the executives, the people that give you the fucking notes. They don't know anything about fucking decent storytelling. And this was a mess of a fucking movie, dude. It was just a mess. It was horrible.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the problem with this Ghostbusters film is it features young female actors, you know?
That's what it is. Oh, that's my right. God.
They didn't really develop the character very well.
Listen, we could have done you just added so many goddamn characters to this. It was ridiculous. Stick with that core. And then you got the poor, what's that kid's name? Finn Wolfblood. Is that what his name? What's his name? The dude from Stranger Things,
right?
Yeah. I don't even know his name. It's like Wolfhound or Wolfheart. I don't even. What's it?
Wolfheart?
Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, there you go.
Wolfhard.
Okay. So.
What a cool name.
But that poor kid had nothing Finn in this fucking Wolfhard. Movie. He had nothing to do in this movie. All they kept doing was trying to pair him with Slimer. And why? It was dumb. It was, you had this character that was so good in Afterlife and was so nuanced, and you just stick him we don't have anywhere to place him, so you know what, we'll just have him kind of try to find Slimer. It was fucking dumb. This is the problem with it. It was just, when you have too many characters and you have too much shit going on, and again, Patton Oswalt, why the fuck do you need a historian to talk about this? You could have done that with Dan Aykroyd's character. You could have done that.
Yeah, he works in a bookstore.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You didn't even have to go to the library.
You're exactly right. Why the fuck do you need Patton Oswalt? It was more like, hey, let's just wedge fucking Patton Oswalt in here. You don't need these characters. Use the characters that you have. That's it. And it was just a clumsy story. All in all, it was a clumsy story. That's why I have a problem.
But if
your kids loved it, again, you know, I said,
you know what? Originally, I don't even think they did. You know, they don't have the connection that they do that I do to it because of the
I'm going to bring up my original point. When I went and saw this movie, 5-year-olds loved it. So, Brian, it seems like that's very fitting to where you're at right about now. So
I'd agree with that.
All right. I just want, again, big news this week, and we already know how Brian feels about the Fantastic Four that's coming on. Did you hear about this other casting this week about the Silver Surfer? God. You haven't heard about the Silver Surfer?
No. In fact, here's the thing. I've stopped following. Marvel, DC, and stuff on my social media. It's just because I'm tired of seeing crap.
Get a trash can because this might make you barf.
Yes. Okay. You want to give him the news, Orin? I would love to see the news that you give him. Or would you? Do you know the actor's name? Do you remember her name?
I can't remember her. I never can remember her name. But
Julia Garner.
That's it. Yes.
Oh, from Ozark.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I think she's a good actress.
She's playing the Silver Surfer.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. It's not What's that big of a deal.
I mean, that movie's going to be shit anyway, but all right.
Okay.
So I mean, but not because of her.
I know, but would that get you into the movie then? Seeing her as opposed to
Here's
Pedro
what
Pascal?
Will get me to go see the movie.
What?
Put Tom Holland in it.
Oh, Tom Holland. Tom Holland's everywhere. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. That's what I want to see. She's a good actress.
Tom Holland. She's a great actress.
And the Silver Surfer can be male or female. I don't care. But put Tom Holland in it. Then I'll go see the movie.
Yeah. But, how are you going to make...
Well, just in, Brian. He's going to have a cameo.
Okay.
Just for Brian.
I was turned off with the casting of Pedro Pascal.
Okay. So then that just did you in. You're now out completely. Like,
okay, this is
going to be... So Julia Gardner coming back in as the Silver Surfer does nothing for you.
I think she'll be fine as that character, but that won't draw me in. Okay. I do love Spider-Man, so Spider-Man's
all right,
in it.
Enough of that.
No, I mean,
did you know who she should play? She might be a little old for this role now. She should be like Gwen Stacy.
I can see, I can see that. Totally.
I would love to see that.
No, I would love to see that. That's a great call. I don't think she would be older for that.
But Gwen Stacy should be a little bit older, in my opinion, than Miles Morales. So if you put her in a Miles Morales Gwen Stacy movie, I think that'd be amazing.
Okay. I can get there on that. Yeah, totally. I can totally see that. It's actually great casting. So, Marvel, if you're listening.
Right. They don't listen to me. They don't give a shit. They don't listen to anybody, apparently.
Ain't that the truth? I know. Did you guys see this new Christian Bale? He's now the, I guess, Maggie Gyllenhaal is a director in directing this film. And she's directing a film, I guess it's a remake of The Bride of Frankenstein. And these promo shots came out this week of Christian Bale dressed up as Frankenstein's monster. And I have to say, it looks pretty freaking cool. From what I've seen. I just wanted to get your initial thoughts on that. I mean, have you seen that? Have you heard anything about that?
No, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take a look at his photo and I'll bring it up for you. Cue the McHugh.
Bop.
God, now I say that every single time now.
Bop music.
All right, but here you go. Let's see your screen and.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, it's just a still shot, but still.
Wow. I wouldn't, based on that shot, I would not have guessed that was him.
It looks pretty cool though, right? I mean, it's like a modern take. Cool. It's a modern take on Frankenstein there.
Who's Jessie Buckley?
I don't know that she's playing the bride. So, I mean, that she looks pretty freaking good in that still.
Jessie
as well.
Buckley. Yeah.
Do you know who Jessie Buckley is?
No.
Okay. All right. But anyway,
That looks interesting.
Yeah. Doesn't it look cool? I mean, I thought it was like,
I knew a Frank Buckley.
I thought it was, I thought it looked different. And I was like, wow, okay. This looks pretty cool. Anyway, just wanted to get your thoughts on that real quick. Oh, wait, who's doing it? Oh, no. they were bringing up David Ayers, and if David Ayers is with this project, I'm out. Okay, all right, never mind. Okay,
that was an icy hot moment.
Such a director snob. I know.
Right.
Yes. Tony, you're such a director snob. Yeah, just
I know.
Ooh, that's a so skeezy movie.
Interesting. David Ayers.
Really?
Ooh,
just saw a title. Oh, I'm so in. This is gonna be so good.
Oh,
this is a Quarantino's 9th film. This is going to be amazing. So many awards coming his way.
In other news, did you guys hear about the Disney announcements this week?
No, I know.
Nobody's heard anything about the Disney announcements. I don't even know. I don't care at this point, but I just wanted to bring it up to see if you guys had any thoughts on it. And again, I guess the consensus is we just don't care. They announced when Grogu and the Mandalorian is coming out.
When?
I don't even fuck. Just, I don't know. Just, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought you had it.
I had no fucking
you
clue.
You had it prepared.
That's why exactly the point that I'm trying to bring.
May 22nd, 2026.
So Grogu and the Mandalorian, did they retitle it or is it just the Mandalorian?
What was it?
Like a new
The Mandalorian
season?
And Grogu will be released May in 2026.
Yeah. So
why are they retitling this?
What's that? I don't even know, dude. It's just
Horse to water.
And then again, what was the other thing that was brought up? I think Moana is now coming out with either a sequel or a live action or both. I don't even know.
That's been in production for a while. The Moana live action,
yeah,
with The Rock.
Yeah. But did they announce?
Is The Rock official? I thought that was just rumor, but is he actually confirmed?
No, he's in it.
Yeah,
he is in it.
Oh, July, is he really? 2026. Yeah,
I might go see it then. Mm. I like The Rock.
Yeah.
July 2026.
Okay. See, so again,
Who's playing Moana?
What's that? Yeah.
Who's playing Moana?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything. Again, I saw these.
I guess I was more interested in these announcements than I thought.
I know. See that you have interest in it. I have none. So look into that. See what you think.
Not really. See how quickly I'm over it. I'm like, all right, let's go. And I'm not going to look it up.
Let's move on to the next thing. So Ord, I wanted to talk to you about last night, about WrestleMania. We watched it a little bit. I watched the whole thing. And there were some cool things. Night one to me seems like it's going to be more of the main storytelling than night two, but night two's main event I'm definitely going to watch. So, but the one thing I wanted to bring up to you was, what did you think of the Rey Mysterio match? And this is actually going to play in, guys, to something we talked about in the show a few weeks back. So what was your initial take on that? And did you find it as entertaining as I did?
Well, I did. First of all, the match itself was just a typical Rey Mysterio match. He's, he just has great matches. He's just a good wrestler. And then the end to see.
don't give it away yet. Don't give it away. Kind of set it up to what happened. Yeah. So during the match, then what happens? Let Brian and Wayne know.
Okay, so during the match, they don't care about the other guys, but
they don't care about them. Yeah, I want to get to the part where pertains to the show.
Okay, so Rey Mysterio and his partner, they were getting overtaken by the bad guys.
Out of the audience. Remember we talked about this?
Out of the audience.
Out of the audience.
Out of the audience. Here come two guys.
Big guys. I mean, they're huge.
Big guys. White guys, I have to say.
Yeah, white guys. Exactly. White guys.
Because everyone else in the match was Hispanic. Yes. So just, so that actually means something there too. And so here come these two big guys and wearing... I think it was green masks.
Yeah, green luchador masks. You know those luchador masks? Just like Rey Mysterio wears those big wrestling masks. Yeah. They were in okay. Go ahead.
So I'm trying to so they come in and they just basically even the odds, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And
Rey Mysterio gets the win, right?
Rey Mysterio got the win. Yeah.
because they interfered. They basically beat up the bad guys, threw the bad guy back into the ring, and then this set it up for Rey Mysterio to win. And Rey Mysterio is like everybody's hero. And
619, watch.
Yeah, exactly. And then what happened then? So the pinfall happens.
So two fans came down from the crowd and then beat this guy up?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
But wait, just wait.
Whoa, wait, there's more.
There's more. So then what happens, Orin?
I honestly am trying to remember.
Oh, geez. Okay, so. It's all right. So then the match happens, and these two big, huge white guys decide that they're going to take off their masks. And they take off their mask.
Yeah. Okay,
and it was Jason Kelce, dude. Jason Kelce from the Philadelphia Eagles was inside the ring. Remember a few weeks back when he put that luchador mask on and he was going crazy at the Super Bowl shit? So this whole story kind of comes full circle. And the other guy was another.
That's why he retired from Philadelphia so he can be at WrestleMania?
Exactly. It makes perfect sense.
Well, it was him and another teammate. The other guy's still playing.
Yeah. What was the teammate?
Was it his brother?
I can't remember the teammate's name. No, it was not his brother. But
it
I just
Lane something, right? Yeah,
Lane something.
Johnson.
Yeah, Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
So they came into WrestleMania and he just took the mask off, and I thought it was hysterical because a few weeks back when his brother's partying and he stole that kid's mask. Remember when he stole that kid's mask and he was partying it up? I just thought it was fucking hysterical that he comes
it
out.
Should have been that kid with him. Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
They missed their redemption.
Yes, they missed their whole fucking.
Like him telling all his kid friends at school, see, I told you I knew him.
Exactly. That would have been fucking cool.
Right?
Yes.
Off the top rope. Double kicked right into
That's how it should have went down.
Just drop kick that guy.
But all in all, it was a good WrestleMania. And then the main match last night, I kind of knew that was going to happen. The Rock ended up winning. He hadn't been in the ring for like 8 years, and
The Rock was in this too.
Yeah, he was in it last night.
How come I saw no advertisements for this?
Well, The Rock wasn't in that match. He was in
the main event.
No, but he was in the show.
Yeah, main event.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, is this something that's on normal TV, or do you have to pay for?
It's on Peacock. If you have it.
It's on Peacock. Yeah. I saw no advertisements for this, and I watch a lot of like sports.
It was all over the place, actually.
Did you?
I had no idea what was happening until I saw news articles this morning.
It was all over the place. And again, watch it tonight. Watch it tonight because I think The Rock might show up in the main event as
There's,
well.
There's how many nights is
two
this?
Nights? Two night event.
It's Why is it two? Nights.
Because it got so big that they needed to make it two nights, basically. So, because
you know, one night can't contain it.
Well, yeah, basically that's what they said. Yeah, yeah, it was right. So
now I'm getting into this.
You know, and this is back when the old, you know, messed up man was running things. So WrestleMania used to be just a one night thing, and you know, it was just basically the top guys. You know, you had your Hulk Hogan's, your Andy Savage's, you know, and those guys. And so the rest of the, you know, guys didn't get, you know, to wrestle. So they thought, yeah, we'll make it two nights, you know, have more of our, as they call superstars, be able to wrestle on the card. So they did it 1 year, and it was like the show lasted 8 hours or something.
Wow.
It was just, well, not 8 hours, but it was, yeah, it had like 16 matches.
Oh, geez.
And it was more like, no, it actually was like 7 hours. It was like a 7 hour show.
Damn.
And it didn't get done till like 1 a.m.
Wow.
So then they said, okay, well, if we're going to have this many people on it, we'll just separate it into two nights. And so they break up, you know, they have like six matches one night, six matches the next night.
You know,
so, you know.
And I think this comes to like a problem, like with some like other sports too. Like I think wrestling, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, this is maybe something from a decade removed or so. It seemed like they had too many of these big events. And that was to a point where, what's the point? You know, it didn't make it kind of watered it down. Just like some sporting events, like, you know, they have so many of these championships or events or whatever thing they're playing for. It doesn't make it as value, like especially college sports. I think college, like football, they don't really know what they're doing with their championship system. But I don't know. Is it the same, or has it gotten better when it comes to those pay-per-views? Have they actually have any value, or is it just using it as a cash grab?
Well, it's gotten better. I mean, it's all a cash grab, but
totally cash grab.
I mean, but it's gotten better, at least WWE, because they're actually like literally now going worldwide. I mean, so they still have, you know, their main four, you know, the big four main events, what they've always called them, WrestleMania, King of the Ring, SummerSlam,
Royal anyway, Rumble.
I won't go
and,
into it.
Survivor
the Series. Rumble. Yeah. Yeah. So, but then they still have the other ones, but they're like being held in France. Oh. And they just had one called the Elimination Chamber. That was in Australia.
Do they still have like all the stupid belts? Like now they're like participation belts.
Oh my God. Now there's so many belts. There are so many belts. That's the one thing I didn't notice.
So
there's so many belts.
There are so many belts. I mean, the WWE really has like, they're like on the small side of those belts.
Yeah. What's that? What's that?
You know, what's that, Brian?
This is, I was just looking up the WWE WrestleMania stuff, and one of my favorite hockey reporters also does the WWE, Jackie Redmond.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's one of the main, she does the whole pregame.
Yeah. She does a lot of things for hockey as well. Well,
that's awesome. Yeah. Small world.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, they get all this stuff. So anyway, but yeah.
Yeah. It's now a two-night event and it was fun. And again, I'm not going to watch anything up until the final match tonight. And we'll kind of see how that goes.
Don't get spoiled.
I know. And so I wanted to, the next thing Brian, I have something to talk to you about. Last week you brought up this conspiracy theory amongst our listeners that, you know, I had asked them to do something and they came out in spades and did it. And it was for the Peep Taco Challenge. And Brian, I think you may have been onto something because we saw this explosion in like unique listeners after I had asked. We saw this huge explosion. Well, and then you called out everybody.
After you changed the rules and asked again?
Yes. And then you.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're clear.
Fuck you. And then you called everybody out on our episode. And now because of that, because you started basically putting their feet to the fire, they abandoned us, Brian. I have to tell you, our listenership went down by over like 55%.
Was
something
it
like
my
that.
Fault or was it your fault for not doing what you promised when you said you
would
do it?
Oh, so that's how we're going to do just, this. This is how we're going to do
I'm
this?
I'm just asking. Oh. You know, like if we're, you know, like there are two sides to every coin, right?
No, I told mean, you, it could but be I my, did tell you last week that I was going to do the challenge. I am going to.
You did say that after you had changed the rules of the first time. You did say that. You eventually came around. Yeah. But you know, guys, please stop picking on my poor friend, Tony, right? I know you've done what he's asked. I know you've done what he's asked a second time. And yet, he has yet to eat a Peep Taco.
It will be next week.
With Haza. It will be done.
Next week. Next week will be the time.
Tony is a man of his word, and he will do it. He says he's going to do it.
I will do it. I've got the peeps and everything ready, so.
Tony, I'm in your corner. This is like WrestleMania. It's us versus them.
I feel like you're stabbing me in the back a little bit. I think you're doing that little switcheroo.
I'm pushing you out into the ring.
Yes, exactly.
Get out there.
And then, and not only that, you're so cold.
I'm your Mick, man.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're betraying me right now. Is what you're doing.
It's a total
betrayal. Yeah, you say you have this nice face on, but it's all an act of betrayal.
One, this was your idea from the start.
I know. But I just want to say that you scared everybody off. Don't blame me. It was you.
I didn't scare anybody.
You told everybody,
I just called it out.
Yes, exactly. And that turned everybody off, Brian. That's all I'm saying.
No. It's my fault.
I think it was a combined effort between both of us.
I think we're this together,
Brian,
type thing.
You were the one that said, if they don't go away, you're going to hit them with a hockey stick and... No.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, I will be doing the Peep Taco Challenge next week. I will not be doing two because we did not meet we did not exceed. We actually went down. So, yes, let everybody know that next week, please, unique listeners, everybody that has chimed in, all of Brian's family, please listen next week so that we could go ahead and do the Peep Taco Challenge. So that is coming next week, and I'm not
looking highest downloaded episode yet.
Well, yeah,
I'd like to provide clarity what Tony mentioned real quick. Well, yes, he's correct that our unique listeners went down, but we are still the same usual average number that we typically hit. So that's
we did. Okay, well then maybe I checked this on Friday.
But the week before the one that you were talking about, that was a big jump up.
Yes.
So that does look like it was definitely an increase. But as of this past week, our regular listeners are still there. So
okay, well thank you those hardcore listeners that listen every single week. Can't thank you enough.
Everybody who listens. Thank you everybody who listens.
Yeah, and make sure you tell everybody next week the Peep Taco Challenge will be happening here on the Knowledge Nothing podcast. And with that, let's get right into it. Oren, take it away.
All right, guys, another week. And, you know, I just got one question, guys. Another week. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm always ready. We're always ready. Sure.
Ready to rumble.
All right, then. All right. If you're ready, then in the famous words of Polkai's most famous athlete, Al Bundy, let's rock.
Let's rock.
Got a couple jokes here. Maybe a couple tips, or a couple tips, a couple facts. However we do it. So let's see if we can get through this. Anyway, okay, getting right to it. You know, we're going to stay a little edgier on the joke side here today.
Oh.
Yeah. So like I said, in the immortal words of Al Bundy, let's rock.
Let's rock.
All right. You know, guys, so this guy called a swimming pool company and said, I got a leak in my pool. The man that answered the phone said,
I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, you broke up right in the middle of the joke, dude.
You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, see, yeah, now I'm all self-conscious.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. You know, we're all here to relax. You know, here you go. Here, I'm giving you a back rub, man. We're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it. Relax. Come on.
All right, guys. What goes in hard, it comes out soft.
Oh, God.
I don't know. What?
Tony, you want to take this one?
Me.
Gum.
Oh, yeah, true. All right, yeah.
That was much cleaner than expected.
Yeah,
it was a lot cleaner.
Right? All right. Hey, guys, what's the best thing about gardening?
The hose?
Getting down and dirty with your hose.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this one might, what's 6 inches long and has two nuts at the end?
I don't know. What?
An almond joy. Oh, man.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is two nuts. Yeah, it's 6 inches
horse
long.
To water, Wayne.
Yeah, horse to water.
I know, right?
Horse to water.
I'm overthinking it. Sorry.
All right. Horse to water. Right, that was,
guys,
a great joke.
Okay. You know, this reminds. I was thinking about, you know, just what. So I remember this conversation I heard at Christmas time. This dad was buying a Christmas tree. He's buying a fake Christmas tree, and the cashier said, "Are you going to put that up yourself?" And Dad said, "Don't be disgusting. I'm going to put it in the living room."
All right.
You know. Hey, did you guys know, hey, it's okay if your phone autocorrects fuck the duck. You're still using foul language.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, Wade left. Yeah, you got it, dude. Yeah. All right, there we go. I need the horns for that one.
All right, we'll leave it there. Right. I did have one more at the end that would kill you. You know, I'm gonna say it anyway. What has two butts and kills people?
What has two butts and kills people?
I don't know.
An assassin. All right, just got three facts, and guys, did you know flamingos? The flamingos, they bend at the ankle, not the knee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, that explains why they can do their one leg for so long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and essentially they stand on their tiptoe. So, yeah, their knees are actually closer to the body and are covered by feathers. So, you know, when you see them thinking, yeah, they're not really bent at the knees, how they're turned in.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you know. Here's something that you may or may not know. Roller coasters. Roller coasters were invented to distract Americans from sin.
What?
Wow. Okay. Actually, that makes a lot of sense, dude, if you think about it.
So, in the late 1880s, hosiery businessman LaMarcus Thompson hated that Americans were tempted by hedonistic places like saloons and brothels. So he set out to straighten up the immoral place he could think of, Coney Island, where he built the first, roller coaster.
That is crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
But the funny thing is, didn't it come full circle? Because people do sinful things on roller coasters now.
They do.
I know. Especially when there's videotapes on there. When they're taking pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
They even corrupted that.
And then one more, guys. Just this one's sort of cute. Ice pops were invented by an 11-year-old by accident.
Oh, that's cute.
Ice pops?
Yeah.
Yeah, ice pops. In 1905, an 11-year-old boy named Frank Epperson.
1905. Wow.
Frank Epperson left soda powder and water outside overnight with its wooden stirrer still in the cup. It froze, and lo and behold, the ice pop was born.
That gentleman deserves the horns, I believe.
Yes, that's it does. All right. And I don't think we have any.
Nature can be helpful, not always scary with the eclipses. It can also make ice pops.
Good old Frank Epperson.
Yeah.
He's a national hero.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
Some, facts and some jokes that were messed up by Wi-Fi. And back to our regularly scheduled program.
Sweet. All right. And when we come back, people, be ready for some pop quickies after a word from Soy Cat Candles. Woohoo!
This and every episode is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, benefiting shelter animals and treating your nose holes since 2016. Visit soycatcandles.com to shop the latest product. Meow, meow.
During the break.
Tony?
Yes.
Why'd you skip over me?
I skipped over you. How did I skip over you? Where did I skip over you? Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Wayne. Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry, dude. I am so sorry. Dude, when you started like doing this with the conspiracy, I'm like, I don't even know. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, Wayne, go ahead.
Okay.
No, I'm so fucking sorry, dude. Oh, my God.
Just give me some shit because like, I want to be cognizant of time. We can just do this during the break coverage. I just want to call you out. But... So this is like between the two ferns, between those two segments, I have a mini review. Dane and I actually watched D&D, and I totally echo you guys' thoughts on it. That was a fun movie to watch.
Right?
I told you guys that a long time ago, right? And it was good.
Yes, it was good. Yeah.
It just took a while for us to get to it, but that cast is loaded. Cast in that film is loaded, and it was a lot of fun.
I hope they make a sequel.
And that's
that
should not have been as good as it was, and it was a good movie.
And Dana has some D&D background from her childhood or growing up, and she goes, the Easter eggs were done.
Wait, what? I've talked about D&D on the show before, and now I'm hearing that Dana's played before?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wayne, you've been holding out on me here. where has this information come from?
Dana is his wife, Brian.
Trust me. True that. I don't want to do marital stuff with her. I just want to talk to her about D&D.
Geek out about the D&D shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's good. That's awesome.
So that was good. But then Aquaman 2.
Why did you even bother, dude?
Okay. Let me give you the preface or the back context of this. So this is a Friday. I was working, working at home. And then Dana comes walking in and she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm going to go, what's wrong? And she's like, I tried to watch Aquaman 2. And she was telling me about, she got 20 minutes in and she was like, she had to stop. She couldn't watch it further. And so she goes, okay, all right. I need you to watch this with me so you can understand the pain, kind of basically. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we suffer together. Yeah,
the things that you do for marriage. I've been there 100 times, yes.
Suckers. So later on, during lunch, we turned it on. We're watching for a bit. And I'm like going, oh, this is so bad. It is so bad. I mean, we complain about the MCU. The MCU looks amazing compared to what Aquaman 2 is.
Hey, I also complain about the DC universe. Yeah, I know. Right? Yeah. I have stopped watching
exactly.
Batman.
Well, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Dana, Jason Momoa will save any movie for Dana. She's a big Jason Momoa fan, like most
Sarah.
Women are, right?
I know.
You know, so,
Sarah,
and she goes, he could not save this film. It was, and you know, she goes, she loves Randall Park. Randall Park could not save this film. The costumes, the effects or lack or the terrible effects, it just the story or the lack thereof, the writing, it was all just trash. And you know, how they totally shelved or fridged, was it, what's her name? Amber Heard, and how they kind of put her on the sidelines was interesting how they did that. And it's like, you had a kid with her, and then she's not, so she's like a non-existent parent, you know, the first half of the film. So it's just, I don't know.
Oh, that's good. That's
good. No, it's so, just one of those things. Like, it's just, it was just bad. And like the product placement too, it was pretty funny with Guinness.
Guinness was a fucking sponsor in there, really?
Yeah, Guinness was a product placement. I think there was something else. I mean, they kind of did a weird little homage to Jason Momoa's TV show that he has, where he rides a motorcycle through around or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, on HBO Max. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's all this kind of stuff in there. And you're just like going, this is just trash. It's just trash. Yeah.
So, Sarah, you know, Sarah loves Jason Momoa, right? I think all women are like into that. But for some reason, she always gets turned off when he speaks English. She wants him to speak Dothraki. I mean, it's like, Dothraki. That's the thing. It's, she loves him when he's speaking Dothraki and like, you know, just taking what is his. You know, if you see Game of Thrones, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She's like, oh my God, that's so great. And so
she's learned Dothraki, Tony.
Yeah, she needs to learn Dothraki.
Just walk into the room and say something. Right, watch her drop a cup or something.
Exactly. Yeah, and then just stand by. So that's what I need to do is take up Dothraki. All right,
ready?
Are we? Yeah, are we back again, Wayne? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I skipped over you. You see, this is what happens when you put timers on us, and I have to fucking just kind of. Yeah.
Well, after that, I just let you guys go because you guys were in a flow. I didn't want to disrupt it. Right. So
we have had several D&D conversations on this show before, and now I'm just learning this about Dana.
Yeah. We'll have to talk more. Maybe we'll do a knowledge drop with that.
Who knows? We may have just got a D&D Central set recently. So just letting you know.
All right.
Keep it to the guys.
Yep. All right, y'all. Let's
know
get
what
right
should
into
do
it.
Is yeah. What? Record us all playing it.
Let me get my cherry pop first, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah, mine too. I need to get my cherry popped as well. So,
okay. All right. Well, speaking of cherry, for that.
Speaking of pop,
it's time for pop quickies.
Nice segue.
Tony. Right? I like that. Yeah, that was good.
You guys set it up. I spiked it.
Intro needs.
All right. I've got a couple things that are related to what we talked about earlier in the show. Tony brought up the stuff of Disney, and then which Brian had no interest in, but he apparently did, unbeknownst to him.
Subconsciously.
One other things. I just want to get your opinion on this. Your hot take. There was an announcement about Disney Plus and their password sharing crackdown that's going to be starting in June.
Okay.
What do you guys think about that whole crackdown with that, with password sharing? Do you guys care? Does indifferent? What do you think?
I don't do crack.
I don't care. I don't share my password anyway. I don't think it affects me.
I have to say I have in the past, intent, on certain platforms. I don't mind it, but at the same time,
I don't know what you're talking about.
If I have like a family plan, I'm doing it, you know, for my family. And if they live in like Chicago or they live a few miles away from me, I want them to be able to, if I want to give them my password to do that and they can set up their own accounts, I don't have an issue with that. I think it's something where they need to get more money. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately that's how it all works. Right. So, but I don't have a problem with password sharing. If it's reasonable and for a good reason, like, you know, research for our show. So I will share it for that, or with my family. But other than that, I really don't care. You know, I kind of see it going that way. And it was nice while it lasted. And that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But all the streaming services do the password sharing crackdown thing now, don't they?
Yeah,
like most.
I hear about it all the time.
Most.
Like Netflix does it, and
most of them, not all of them, but most do.
Yeah, but yeah, all right. I do it more for my family, but it is what it is.
Next question. Did you guys realize that this past week marks the 10-year anniversary of Captain America and the Winter Soldier?
Oh, no, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 10 years ago, that movie came out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
With that in mind, which one was the best Captain America film?
Civil War.
Who cares?
I actually like Winter Soldier more. I don't know. That one that spoke to me more. Civil War was good. I know, Brian, you're a Tom Holland fan.
Yep. They had Spider-Man in it. Civil War.
and they brought up like some, and Iron Man was in it. So, I mean, that was a good movie, yeah. But I don't know. Winter Soldier, I just really liked because I really loved that whole storyline with Bucky and all of that stuff. So I will prefer the Winter
Captain
Soldier.
America harbored a fugitive. So no.
And I actually liked it. It was more like spy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
In there.
Espionage.
I really liked that aspect of it. So Civil War was more about, I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but, to Orange Point, who cares?
We used to be friends, and now we're fighting.
Exactly. I didn't like you anymore.
Bucky. Man.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's right.
Where's your arm, Bucky?
We used to have mad love. Now we have bad love.
Oh, man. I love that, Orin. Woo! Yes, that was a good one.
Well, you know, with that in mind, I actually had a question. With Civil War, who are you guys, Team Cap or Team Tony?
Team Tony, all the way.
I think we talked about this.
I know, but has that changed at all?
No. I'm Team Cap. I've always been.
Well, you know, I got Tony bias. Oh, wait, it's not about you, bro. Sorry.
The reason why I bring them up, there was this meme that was posted up I saw recently and talk about what happened to all the team members of Team Cap and Team Tony.
Okay.
And Team Tony, Cap side, Falcon, he got promoted. Ant-Man retired with family. Hawkeye retired with family. Scarlet Witch outlived brother and her boyfriend, so she's still around. Captain got married, grew old, and then Bucky has been alive for 100 years, so he's still around, right?
Yes.
Then you got Team Tony. You got Black Panther, died twice in 3 years.
Okay.
So Tony Stark, dead. Scarlet Witch, I'm sorry, Black Widow, dead. Vision, dead. Let's see here. What's his name? Rhodey.
War Machine.
War Machine, paralyzed, right? And then the only one we don't know about yet is Spider-Man. It says, we'll see. TBD, right?
Right. He's about to be taken over by Simeon.
So, Brian, there you go. I guess I'm the winner of that one.
Well, yeah, somebody's got to stand on the front line. I get it, man. While everybody else goes, you know.
Perishes. They have to sacrifice, right? So that everybody else can live their best life. So
that's what heroes do. I get it.
Well, put me in the back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time I think of that, I think of South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Who else are we fighting for? Come on.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Later today, we're going to have our women's NCAA finals, which is going to be South Carolina versus Iowa, right?
Yes, that's right.
And we were talking about goats earlier. And also, side note, this is going to take a little page from Orn. Apparently, a group of goats is called a trip.
Wow, what a trip.
What a trip. I know. And
that's trippy.
If you were to play basketball, and Tony, I have a specific memory for you, you were to play basketball and you were to be the goat of playing basketball, what position do you think you'd be
the goat at? I was the goat of that team, by the way.
Oh, in positions?
In basketball, yeah.
Dude, I don't even know what the positions are in basketball. That's
how much. Women's basketball lately, right?
I know. There's like, I'd probably be a guard, right?
Okay. Point guard, shooting guard, small forward. Big forward, a power forward, and then center.
Which one's the most defensive player? Because that's the one I would be the goat at.
Either the center or the power forward.
Yeah, okay, like center. Let's say most famous centers out there, like Shaq, you got Hakeem, you got David Robinson, you got all those people for power. And then you got power forwards, you got like Kevin Garnett. Who else is big now? Like
whoever checks the most. That's the guy I would be. I would be the enforcer.
Tony,
here.
I can see you being the center.
I would love to see this game.
I would do that.
Who checks the most? Did you really just say that?
That's what I did. Please. Dude, have you heard the story? Please. You've heard the story about me checking.
I will find the smallest kid on that playground, and I will vote for them to beat you.
Hey, you didn't see me in action, okay?
Yeah, in all his glory.
In all my glory.
You made a shot once?
No, it wasn't a shot. No, I checked somebody.
You grannied it from the line.
I fucking checked somebody, and that's what I was. That's what I did.
Oh, man.
I checked. It was the only
thing. Took foul.
Yeah. Tony took Wayne's marching orders to
literally.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wayne, that's what you get, man. Wayne goes, hey, I need
screen.
You. We're playing basketball. No. We're playing basketball. And Wayne, so we're playing a game. Listen, I don't know anything about basketball. I think I shot one. I was in a league very, very briefly. And Oren and Wayne were on the team. And at one point, Wayne goes, Tony, I need you to take that guy out. And I'm like, okay, sweet. So the guy comes running down, and Wayne has to describe it because was in the middle of it. So,
Or you're gonna have to fill in the blanks for me too, okay? Because it was a fast break. We're on playing defense. It was Tony and I versus a 2-on-2 break. So there was two people coming down with a ball, and then it was Tony and I trying to play defense, running back to our basket. So I was going to pick up one guy, but I told Tony to take the guy who had the ball. So, Tony, take him or take him out or whatever I said at the moment.
I thought it was take him out. Yeah, I thought he said take him out. So but maybe it was take him.
The intent was Tony to defend the guy who had the ball while I take the other guy, right? So I turned and then faced my defender. Then all of a sudden, I heard the bench just go, oh, right? I'm like, and I turn around. And I said, the ref blows a whistle. And I turn around and I see Tony standing there. And then the guy he was defending was about like 10 feet away from him. All right. So, and I was confused, like, what happened? So, Oren, what exactly happened after that, right before the whistle?
So, regarding your guy, you said Tony take the guy with the ball. So, memory serves me correctly, the guy went up. He went up for a shot.
Yeah.
And Tony he took him out. He was driving to the basket to go, and Tony just bam.
Yeah, it was a collision. It was a total collision.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Coincidental contact.
It was.
And the thing is, the guy that he was defending. This is like an intramural work league. So this is we're all not great at this. And I think the guy was maybe a buck 50 wet that he's guarding.
Yeah.
And I was testing him. I was like 300 pounds like that at that time, right? I was a big boy. Then. Yeah. I was a big boy back then. Yeah.
You're testing that guy for concussion protocol on the sideline.
I still feel so bad about that. But again, that's what happens when you play a game, you have no idea what the lingo is, all of that stuff.
All right. Well, the question still stands for Oren and Brian. What position in basketball would you be the GOAT at?
Would I be?
I've played in a work league also. So once, and I played point guard. Not saying that I was good at it, but I played it, and I don't know, maybe small forward. But
small forward.
Yeah, I'm not all that great. I was decent. I scored a couple baskets, but
well, if you could be like, say, well, who would you emulate your game after if you could be? If
my favorite player was Kobe.
Okay.
So
shooting guard.
That was my favorite player. But I grew up watching like Shaq, Kobe, LeBron, Magic, Bird. You know, all of those guys. Obviously, I'm a Laker fan, so I watch more Lakers than anything. I liked I would say Jason Kidd. I liked him and
point guard.
So okay. Yeah, point guard. Point guard.
How about you, O?
Yeah.
It would probably be small forward. Shooting was pretty much my game. So shooting guard, but my ball handling, dribbling wasn't quite, isn't the best. So, yes, small forward.
Small forward.
So I could just, set up on the outside and shoot. And if I have to take it in,
be like a Rick Fox, like Robert Horry over there in the corner.
Yeah, that would be.
By the way, for our people who are Laker fans, if I could be Robert Horry as a basketball player, his career, just be having championships on different teams and just always being in the right place at the right time. He always seems to be like that guy.
That's right. Crystal
Big
ball.
Big shot Rob.
Big shot Rob. All right. So, next one.
I have a picture of him and Parker.
Going back to Disney. Which Disney princess is the most annoying?
gosh, annoying.
Oh, which one's the most annoying? Like, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a great question.
Ariel.
What? Ariel? Really? Wow. Yeah. Really? Why?
She makes a deal with the sea witch. She, you know, like, just listen to your father. Okay, just don't run away from home. You know, just listen to your dad. You know, like, you know, but daddy, I love him. You know, give up your voice. That's not annoying. That's stupid. Like, you know, and then, you know, creates this big war between Ursula and King Triton. And, you know, now your new boyfriend has to ram a ship into her. And I'm like, come on.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't write the script, Oren. I'm just just saying it. So, I mean, like, being a father myself now, just, and this goes for most Disney princesses. If you just listen to your dads, then you know, there's no villain here. And I have after we're done answering this, I have a follow up question for you guys.
All right. I have to say that Sleeping Beauty is fucking annoying. I mean, just think of the story, dude. I mean, it's like she has nothing to do with any of it. She's an idiot. She hits the spindle, falls asleep for the whole fucking thing, and then she has to be awakened by a prince kiss. Come on. It's a waste of time. She's a waste. It's not even worth it. Sleeping Beauty is just annoying on all levels.
All right.
That's where I go. Oren?
Yes.
Good answer.
All right.
Good answer.
All right. I have a follow-up question.
Yeah, what's the follow-up
question? Because this is a constant debate in my household.
Yeah.
I don't think Gaston is a villain. I think the Beast is a villain. And...
Oh, God. Why is Gaston not? Gaston is a prick, dude. He's a prick.
He may be a prick, but he's not a villain.
Yes, he's a villain. He's coming after the fucking beast in his own home.
Hold on. Yes, because he kidnapped Belle's father, and then he kidnapped Belle, and then when Belle gave herself up to save her father the father did the right thing, ran back to town. And gathered the masses. Hey, this monster has my daughter trapped in his castle.
Yeah.
So the town rallied behind the dad to go save the kidnapped victim.
Okay.
And so Gaston was the leading man in that, but he is trying to save Belle, who at this point we believe to be, you know, like she obviously falls in love with her captor, Stockholm Syndrome, but you know,
a little bit,
Belle's dad went, I get it, but
didn't Belle tell him that not to do it and all of this other stuff, and he went and did it anyway?
Yeah, but she's been brainwashed. She's been
She's not been brainwashed. She's
the villain.
Yeah, the dad's the villain. There you go.
Gaston is not the villain in this.
The dad is. The dad's the villain.
Because he didn't listen to his daughter, the princess.
Yes. Yes.
She's not
there
a princess yet.
The dad is the villain. So, you know,
no, I know.
Gaston is not a villain in this.
Yes,
he may
be
a prick.
No, he's a villain.
He's
a villain.
Not a villain.
When Belle tells him, Belle is actually
rescued.
But Belle,
he wanted to rescue somebody who was kidnapped.
Dude, this guy's banging every single chick in town.
So what?
They said, why is that? And then when there's a woman that can outsmart him and outwit him, she's nothing but a threat, and he wants to marry her. And
so what?
To say that he's doing this out of pure chivalry is asinine. He's a fucking villain, dude. He is a villain.
Who cares what his reasons are? He went to go and save somebody who was kidnapped.
And he fucking does it anyway. He fucking does it anyway.
No.
Yes.
All right, Wayne, save us. Next question.
This is a poll question.
Right.
Gaston
is not a villain.
Gaston is the villain, dude. He's a villain.
He's
a fucking prick.
Team Gaston.
Yeah, no, not Team Gaston. Team fucking Beast for me.
Team Gaston.
Team Stockholm. That's what I'm saying.
The Beast is the villain.
Both villains, and I love you. Next.
All right, I love you too. Yeah, poll question. Poll question.
That's
a great one, Brian. So, yeah, we should be bringing that up with the poll.
All right.
Beast is the one who kidnapped people. I'm just saying.
All right.
Next.
Going back to sports, and we'll do a couple more. We'll wrap this up. What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
What sport?
Yeah. What sport would be the best to add booze to?
I already curling. Know the answer.
You know, Dane and I were talking about that today. We were talking about that. Oh my God. That was
Tony Miller already talked about curling is the best sport ever.
I don't care.
Drunken
what you
curling.
Say.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on.
Dude, there's nothing better than drunken golf, man. Because I you darts. Have to go in there. Yeah, I like to play fucking golf darts, when I'm drunk. And getting in that cart and, you know, just going crazy.
But
golf
okay,
it,
but
is
isn't
the best
golf like,
golf.
Oh, isn't that kind of like it goes managed? It's almost like people are already drinking with playing golf, anyways. So it's not like it's a mandatory thing.
No, but dude, you get those people out there that are nothing about the handicap and they fucking take it way too seriously. And golf is not meant to me, golf is not a fucking serious sport. You're taking it, and it's also a gross sport if you think about it. Look at all the fucking land that takes for this thing to even do. And all you're doing is hitting a little white ball. It's insane. And you need to be drunk in order to enjoy something like that because it's such a gross fucking sport, in my opinion.
What makes it gross?
Because look at all the resources that have to go into it. That's why I think it's gross. You think about all the pesticides. You think about all of the maintenance that needs to be done. You think about all of the land that could be used for better purposes, and it's all about fucking hitting a little white ball into a fucking hole 500 yards away. It's just a gross sport. It's gross. That's the way I think about it. But and it's fun. It's fun to do it while you're drunk. So all right. That's all I'm saying. So then you don't have to think about all those other things. That's why I think golf is a better sport when it's drunk.
I'm with Brian and his drunk and curling.
Or dodgeball.
Ooh. Oh, that would be fun.
Sex.
I guess sex. Yeah, Oren, that's a great one too. Yes.
All right.
A lot of sex takes place after you're drunk.
All right, gentlemen, last question. First question is tomato is a fruit, right?
Yes.
It has seeds.
Technically,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So my question is ketchup a smoothie?
Yes.
No, ketchup is not a smoothie. It is not a smoothie. It's a great point, but a smoothie is something else.
It is a
else.
Delicacy.
And a smoothie usually
it
a smoothie
is a flavor
has,
enhancer.
And well, and a smoothie usually has some kind of protein component to it. So therefore, it is not a smoothie.
It depends what you put the ketchup on. Like if I put it on my burger, it's protein.
No, it. Then it's a smoothie? You're saying if you put it on your burger, it's a smoothie sure. Now. No. It is not a smoothie because, again, with a smoothie, you have to add different components, and one of them has to usually
you add salt, you
involve.
Add water, you add other spices.
But you don't add any protein. So I'm going to say no.
So so a smoothie can't be a smoothie if there's no protein?
That's the way
is
I
that
look
what
at
you're
it.
Saying?
Yes, yes.
That's there the has way to be you some, look at it.
Yeah, that's the way.
Okay.
Again, this is my question. These are the questions he's asking me. And
just,
with my
I'm
mind,
just asking for clarification.
There needs to be protein in it. And,
okay.
And ketchup
so
is void of all
if I just mix up
that.
Fruit and stuff, no protein, then it's not
put
a
protein powder in there, and then we'll talk.
No,
then we'll
I'm
talk.
Just saying, if there's not one, then what is it? Is it just juice?
Yes, it's just juice.
It's just juice. Okay.
Yeah, it's just juice.
So ketchup is juice to you?
Yes. We should be.
I'm glad we clarified that. Yes. Okay, ketchup is juice.
Ketchup
okay,
is juice.
Ketchup
is okay.
Juice. Tomato juice yes. For Tony.
All right, and I'll leave this food for thought because I'm like borrowing from Oren because he's inspired me. All right, why is the number 11 not pronounced 21, like 21, 30? Why is it pronounced 11?
Yeah, that is weird. That is a great question.
Why horse to water. 11... Horse to water.
We need to talk about this.
I am
why...
gonna. Yeah,
1-2-1. 1-2-1.
It should
right.
Be 1-2-1.
I'm gonna start saying that now.
1-2-1.
After 10,
yeah.
It's 1-2-1.
And whenever 1-2-1. You see 11-11, it's gonna be 1-2-1, 1-2-1. The time is we need to do 1-2-1. That is yeah, that
yeah,
you know what? Let's start that movement right now, guys. We yep. Need to start the 1-2-1. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
What number is your daughter out
11,
there? 1-2-1.
Yeah.
Season 4, episode 1-2-2 right here. This is right?
1-2-2. Yes. Yeah. All right.
All right. With that, Tony, close us out.
All right, sweet. Again, great show this week, guys. Oren, where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
Everybody, you want to find us, this is where you go. This is how you do it. TikTok, Common Zero Uno. Twitter is at the Common One. Instagram is at the Knowledge of Nothing. Facebook, the Knowledge of Nothing. If you want to listen to us anywhere podcasts are heard, you will find us, the lovely Knowledge of Nothing guys. And you know you want to, because we are the best. And if you know, to get a hold of us, send us some constructive criticism, please. You know, that's how we get better. Try to make this as interactive as possible. Info at theknowledgeofnothing.com is where you do that. Everybody, you know, thank you for letting us get you to where you need to be every week. You know, middle of the week, you're feeling a little down. Knowledge of Nothing, cheer you up, get you going. And, you know, guys, if I can, just, you know, one thing, leave the people with. You guys, I know I've brought this up before, but I think it needs to be brought up again. If you replace the W and when and what and where with a T, you got the answer to your question.
Nice.
Take that with you. Ponder. We love you, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Oren, for those words of wisdom. And Brian, any words before we call it a show? Again, oh, I think we were in true form with some arguments that we did.
We were in true old-fashioned form.
Yes.
Tune into next week's show, everybody, for Tony's Taco Peep Challenge. Don't forget about that. Tell some friends. Tell everybody else out there. Remember,
Brian, tell all your family.
We need boy bands to save the world. So, you know, and one other thing that you can learn from our show is that Gaston was not the villain. So if you need context to it, and if you need context to any of that, please listen to the whole show. We cannot wait to see you or for you guys to listen to us next week, because next week will be very entertaining. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. And we love you guys. Be safe out there.
All right. And again, have a safe week, everybody. Let's get through this eclipse unfazed. And I know. But anyway, again, thank you for always taking this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. And as always, we will see you all next time.
I hope that if any of you get kidnapped by a beast in a castle, I'm not going to go save you, because you're probably in love with it. And I don't want to be the villain. Even if...
Well, no, you know, if you show up, Brian, and I tell you not to fucking take him out, and you take him out anyway. Yes, exactly. Yeah, listen to me. Just trust me.
Two people in this village.
Just trust me enough.
I don't trust you that much.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's the problem. That's the problem right there.
Right? I'm here for your best interest. We're going to...
If you or anyone shows up and busts down my door, I'm shooting you.
I'm there to save you.
Whether you're the villain or the hero, I don't give a shit.
Oh my God.
Who's the villain now?
The person coming through the door. That's it. That's the point. That's the whole fucking point of this.
Okay, fine.
That's the whole point. Gaston was the villain. That's right.
Gaston was not the villain.
He was the villain. Yo, he's the villain.
Bell's dad said, "Hey, I need help. This beast has got my daughter." And
we all agreed that the dad is the villain in this, not anybody else. It's the dad.
The dad is just asking for help.
Oh, he's a fucking old man. He's gonna die anyway. Let him live her life. Yeah,
you sound like the villain now.